I am speaking with Chad, who is the first call I'm having today, and I'm very excited to have him be part of this second intake, if you will, of people coming into the 100K Club here at Dropship Lifestyle. As you know, if you're part of this group, you've seen other videos like this where you've probably introduced yourself already and shared a little bit about your journey, trying to help everybody kind of make this group more of a mastermind rather than a bunch of Discord usernames. So again, Chad, congratulations on your results thus far. I read a little bit about what you have done since you started, but I'm curious, do you remember, you know, when you first got started with Dropship Lifestyle and high ticket dropshipping? Did you have any business experience before? Was this your first go at it? What did it look like when you first got started?
Yeah, absolutely. It was 2021, August, I believe. I'd quit my 9-to-5 kind of unexpectedly, and I kind of floundered a little bit, and I came across dropshipping. And this is my first foray into the business world. So I didn't have a lot of experience, literally none. Yeah. So,
Did you find that extremely difficult? What was that like, you know, coming in with no background? Obviously, you know, I try to set things up and try to be able to help people, but it's different, right? It's different when you are kind of building everything on your own. I'm curious how the process went for you. Did you see results early? Did it take you a while? What did your maybe first, you know, month to 3 months look like as you got started on this journey?
It did take a while. A lot of the product uploading was, you know, very tedious, but learning everything the way you have it structured is was, you know, pretty straightforward and easy. And just for me it was getting all the products uploaded and talking to the suppliers and all that stuff. And then one day I went live, and within a week or two, all of a sudden, you know, the Shopify, you know, went off, you know.
That's awesome. And,
oh my goodness, this really works. This is cool.
Yeah. The product uploads are still the worst, because as you know, like, everything has to be done correctly. It's not one of those things you could just, you know, kind of pawn it off to somebody and then be like, oh, I'm sure everything is fine. Prices match products and descriptions are perfect. Mm-hmm. Like, you really do want to make sure that's done well, so that when you do start getting sales, everything is what it should be. I've seen far too many times, even on some of my own stores over, you know, past 10 years, where CSVs have been uploaded and not looked at closely enough, where a price might be wrong for a product and you sell it and realize, oh, I sold that for 700, but I should have sold it for 1,000. So yeah, it's definitely time consuming, but yeah, well worth it to do. So that's cool to hear. Do you remember that first sale, where it came from, what traffic channel?
It was a Shopify running Google Ads.
It was Google Ads. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then you started, that was back in 2001. So it's crazy. It's 2024 already. But over, you know, these past few years, as you've been running the business in the day to day, I always just like to ask, is there anything like maybe like a milestone or anything that stood out to you, maybe something you changed or something you started doing that you feel like changed the trajectory of your business for the better? Anything you might think maybe would be useful to somebody else that's in a similar position to you or working on the same journey?
Yeah, I would say to if you're going to run ads, Google Ads specifically, take a lot of training with that. I know there's a bonus course that you have, and really dial that in slowly, because it can get out of control really fast, and Google has no problem taking all your money. So just be very cautious when you're running ads. You know, test them regularly and just really stay on top of that. That would be my number one piece of advice.
Yeah, that's a great piece of advice, because like you said, they not only do they have no problem taking your money, they set things up so they can take as much as possible. You know, I've seen this comes up in the regular Discord channels from time to time, but people say, oh, I got, you know, someone reached out from Google, and they're real Google reps, but they are sales reps. And the advice they give you and the advice they give me is, yeah, make everything automated. Try this new ad format that's 5 seconds long that will, you know, use AI and figure out who to show it to. And that just takes your money. So yes, small is definitely the way to start. And yeah, keep an eye on it, 100%. Yeah, I love that. So again, I'll just say, you know, for this portion of the section that we'll share with the 100K group, Chad, you know, congratulations again thus far. Looking forward to having you in this group. Thanks for sharing that. And yeah, looking forward to having you as part of this.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me. And thanks for putting this training together for everybody.
What's up, everybody? Anton Crilly here again, just hopping on to say I hope you got value and at the very least some motivation to build your own high-ticket dropshipping store with Dropship Lifestyle. If you did, be sure to subscribe to the podcast if you're not already, and please do leave a review. It means a lot and I read them all. Also, if you are a member of Dropship Lifestyle who has done over 100K in sales, you are eligible to join our 100K club for free. All you need to do is send an email to support@dropshiplifestyle.com and my team will let you know what to do. I'll post that information in this podcast description. And if for some reason you're listening and you are not yet a member of Dropship Lifestyle, I would definitely encourage you to register for a brand new free training that I am hosting at dropshipwebinar.com. Link for that will be in the description as well. And if you do want to use Shopify and get a very special deal for Dropship Lifestyle subscribers, I will also post a link to that in the description. So check that out. Thank you. I appreciate you. Stay motivated, keep working, and I will talk to you in the next episode of the Dropship Lifestyle Podcast. See everybody.